In Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan is quieter than in years past. Indonesians generally practice a moderate form of Islam and are tolerant of those who do not strictly adhere to Islamic teachings. As a result, nightclubs and bars have done a thriving business, even during Ramadan. But this year, the city government is cracking down on those establishments. From Jakarta, Kelly McEvers explains why.
After the fall of Indonesian dictator Suharto in 1998, scores of small political and religious groups sprang up to fill the vacuum. One of these was the Islamic Defenders Front, dedicated to eradicating vice in this, the world's most populous Muslim country. For years, the group has raided bars and clubs, smashing up bottles and evicting late-night partiers. One of its main targets was the 1001 Club, a disco karaoke cafe complex on Jakarta's notorious north side. The music there used to be thumping techno, but no longer. These days, it's easy listening. That's because it's Ramadan, and managers are trying to abide by the rules. The usually packed complex is virtually empty, save for the VIP karaoke rooms. A handful of female escorts wait around for new customers. General Manager Jim Tehusajadana says he heard that police might be making the rounds tonight.
Normally, a bit late in the evening. They just want to make sure places are closed on time. Like 11, 12, there you go. But this year so far, yeah, very quiet compared to last year.
The government has stepped in to close bars early and keep patrons from getting drunk. This is to stop groups like the Islamic Defenders Front from doing it on their own. On the surface, the crackdown is working. At a high-rise jazz sushi club, the mirrored bar showcases dozens of bottles of mineral water. Hard liquor has been removed from the shelves. Beer must be drunk from a glass, not a bottle. And wine is camouflaged, says manager Saiful Bahri.
During Ramadan, usually we serve the wine with not proper glass, just like water goblet glass, something like that.
Laws governing nightclub hours and alcohol service went on the books 3 years ago, but police did little to enforce them, so the Islamic Defenders stepped in. But then came terrorist bombings in Indonesia, the devastating attack on the island of Bali last year, and the blast this August at the Marriott Hotel here in Jakarta that killed 11 people. Indonesian officials have been cracking down on violent groups since then. But also, says city spokesman Muhayat, officials have been listening to extremists' demands.
Saya perlu menyampaikan bahwa...
It is not only because of the extremists that we crack down during Ramadan, Muhayat says, but they are a concern. The government must balance the demands of both sides, he says, the people who don't mind drinking during Ramadan and the people who do. Sydney Jones heads the local branch of the Brussels-based International Crisis Group. She says the Islamic Defenders Front is little more than a goon squad with a smattering of Islamic ideology. Not as dangerous as Jemaah Islamiyah, the terrorist group thought to be behind the Bali and Marriott bombings.
The radical fringe is still a tiny proportion of the Indonesian population, but it shouldn't be discounted. A very small number of people can cause very serious destruction. And there also is some concern that a belief in a stricter application of Islamic law, for example, is spreading particularly on college campuses, but also within certain pockets of Indonesia.
Jones says moderate Muslims still have sway over policy in Indonesia, but on some issues, it's hard to tell the difference between them and the extremists.
On U.S. policy in Iraq and in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and to some extent, but less so in Afghanistan, there's almost no daylight between what you might call the radicals and the moderates.
Jones says it's difficult to gauge ordinary Indonesians these days. Those who support a strict application of Islamic law appear to remain in the minority. But during Ramadan, at least, the extremists might be getting their way. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Jakarta.